Between 1995 and 2018, deaths of despair, suicides, and substance abuse fatalities more than doubled in America, climbing from 65,000 to 158,000 annually. Today, a third of Americans show clinical signs of anxiety or depression. We're not facing a future mental health crisis, we're already living through one. And here's the uncomfortable truth. This psychological emergency is silently dismantling economic dynamism worldwide, one burned-out employee at a time. Yet most organizations meticulously track quarterly earnings and customer satisfaction scores while remaining completely blind to their workforce's mental state. We know Earth's temperature to a fraction of a degree, but lack reliable metrics on our collective psychological climate. This isn't just a measurement gap, it's a leadership crisis with profound implications for business survival. Gallup's Net Thriving metric uses two simple questions, rating current life and anticipated future on a 0 to 10 scale. Thriving individuals score 7+ currently and 8+ for their future, while suffering individuals rate both at 4 or below. This framework predicts outcomes as reliably as traditional business metrics. Thriving employees take 53% fewer sick days and generate 23% higher profitability. Non-thriving engaged employees face 61% higher burnout and double the rates of sadness and anger. The impact is measurable. Microsoft saw thriving rates jump 12% and turnover drop 16% within 1 year. Walmart's customer satisfaction rose 10% after prioritizing well-being. Whether in Nordic countries with 87% thriving rates or struggling regions at 8%, the well-being performance relationship holds across cultures. Teams with high thriving rates adapt 35% better to change, innovate 42% more effectively, and show 28% stronger crisis resilience. This isn't corporate speak, it's competitive advantage. Research spanning millions across 160 countries identified 5 universal elements determining thriving: career, social, financial, physical, and community well-being. These elements work synergistically. Each additional thriving dimension exponentially reduces negative outcomes. People thriving in 3 elements report 50% fewer unhealthy days than those in 2. Those thriving in all 5 experience 81% fewer unhealthy days annually. The framework's power lies in recognizing interdependence. Poor financial well-being creates stress, undermining physical health. Strong social connections buffer career challenges. Research shows people with a best friend at work are 7 times more engaged. Here's the hopeful part. While we each have natural happiness set points, approximately 40% of well-being stems from intentional choices. Leading companies integrate financial education, flexible arrangements, social connections, wellness challenges, and community service. Those effectively addressing all 5 elements see 41% lower healthcare costs and 21% higher productivity compared to traditional wellness programs. Only 20% of employees strongly agree they like what they do every day. Poor career well-being manifests physically through elevated stress hormones, contributing to an estimated 120,000 deaths annually and 5-8% of U.S. healthcare costs. Disengaged workers show cortisol levels up to 40% higher during work hours. Burnout, now officially recognized by the World Health Organization, affects 26-40% of employees across developed nations. Perhaps most troubling, 75% of voluntary turnover stems directly from poor management relationships, with employees under toxic managers 60% more likely to suffer cardiovascular issues. When managers transition from bosses to coaches, focusing on strengths and providing meaningful feedback, engagement scores typically rise 30% or more. Organizations excelling at career well-being create environments where employees wake up thinking about interesting, challenging work they're skilled to accomplish. The live for the weekend mindset disappears. Forward-thinking organizations implement 4 key strategies: ensuring everyone knows their strengths through regular assessments, removing toxic managers through improved screening, upskilling managers to provide meaningful coaching, and incorporating well-being into career development conversations. When Microsoft implemented these approaches, engagement increased 15%, burnout decreased 12%, turnover dropped 20%, and job satisfaction rose 25%. Social connections profoundly shape well-being. Health behaviors like smoking and obesity spread through networks up to 3 degrees of separation. Having 3 or 4 close relationships correlates with better health and engagement, while friends' well-being predicts your happiness better than income does. Yet only 30% of employees have a best friend at work, despite workplace friendships dramatically boosting productivity, safety, and customer ratings. Mood improves with each hour of social time up to 6 hours daily, with in-person interaction delivering the greatest benefits. Financial well-being centers on security, not wealth. Perceiving you have enough to do what you want has 3 times the impact of actual income. While higher incomes improve life ratings, daily emotions plateau around $90,000 annually. Financial independence matters most, explaining why high earners often feel insecure while modest earners achieve security through good management. Nearly half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, with financially troubled employees twice as likely to report poor health and lower engagement. Physical well-being provides daily energy. Sleep resets mood and immunity, with 7 to 9 hours optimal, yet only 4% of Americans sleep adequately. Just 20 minutes of exercise significantly improves outlook and combats fatigue better than prescription drugs. Johnson & Johnson saved an estimated $250 million over a decade through wellness programs, focusing on energy management, ensuring employees have physical capacity for work demands while maintaining personal vitality. Community well-being strongly differentiates good from great lives. A meta-analysis of 100 studies shows caring for others links to higher well-being, particularly when combining personal connection with altruism. 1/3 of job seekers now prioritize organizations with positive community impact, and companies with strong corporate social responsibility outperform peers financially. Patagonia exemplifies this through its environmental internship program, allowing employees to work for environmental organizations at full pay, strengthening commitment while enhancing authentic social responsibility. Building thriving cultures requires leaders to first be thriving themselves, as their well-being naturally spreads throughout organizations. The key is aligning short-term rewards with long-term goals, making healthy choices easier. However, trust remains critical. Only 1 in 3 employees strongly trust leadership, while just 22% believe leaders have clear direction. Organizations mistakenly think policies and perks can legislate culture, but work experience quality matters far more. The fastest path to thriving requires only moderate daily activity, financial management within means, and energizing relationships. No extreme measures needed. The key lies in identifying employees' unique strengths and directing them toward high well-being activities. Gallup's Clifton Strengths Assessment reveals 34 talent themes, each offering distinct well-being pathways. Stryker Corporation integrated strengths-based development with well-being initiatives, achieving 90% employee engagement, nearly 5 times the national average. The mental health crisis isn't coming, it's here, reshaping organizations from within. Yet this moment presents unprecedented opportunity. The science is clear, the metrics proven, and the path forward illuminated by organizations already reaping rewards. This isn't about adding another program. It's about fundamentally reimagining how we work, lead, and support human flourishing. Every manager conversation, policy decision, and cultural norm either builds thriving or erodes it. Where talent is the ultimate competitive advantage, creating conditions for people to thrive isn't just good ethics, it's essential strategy. Start by measuring what matters, lead with your own well-being, and remember, when we nurture the whole person, extraordinary performance becomes inevitable.